program contains thoughts and opinions that do not necessarily reflect the views of Rough Edge Studios. But then again, they might. Gas prices are high. The evening news is grim. It seems that people are struggling harder than ever just to make a simple living. Looking for somebody to sugarcoat it all and make it seem all better? Marcus Redmond isn't that guy. He tells it like it is, here on Life According to Marcus.
All right, I'm Bubba James, and we got Marcus Redmond with us. And hold that thought for 1 second. And we are playing live.
Are we sure this time?
We're recording. We're playing live.
Because I don't want to have to, you know, do it all over again.
Yeah, I'm too tired to do it all over again.
It's rough. It's hard to. That opening's awesome. The opening's better than the show.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
We got to do a half hour of just playing that.
Just playing the thing over and over.
Going back and forth.
So much better.
Yeah, cool.
So much better. So what's up, Bubba, from our undisclosed location? Honestly, really? Seriously?
Hey, I've been watching the news and watching what's going on with the IRS and how they're targeting.
IRS.
I don't want to be one of those targets.
Dude, if the IRS is listening to this show, we're doing something right, actually. I mean, honestly, now to have that much reach.
That means that somebody who doesn't like us informed the IRS to listen to this show.
That's a lot of people.
Along with the Secret Service.
That's a lot of people. You think they're listening in? Hey, if we say certain words, won't they start listening anyways? Like if we say bomb, isn't that like, don't they start listening? Or is that just on phones?
I think it's on the phones.
Nah, that sucks. That'd be kind of cool if we could just say bomb and all of a sudden they start listening. We get more audience that way.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Hey, our count just went up.
Did not.
We have another listener.
We have another? What is that? What does that make, one?
Yeah. Actually, last week you had, I think, about 80-something listeners.
80?
Yeah.
That's a lot of whacked-out people listening to my bullshit.
That's a lot of bored people.
Bored, whacked out. Y'all need something to do.
A lot of people who don't have a life.
Listening to me is not going to help you because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So, you know. But thank you for listening, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. So how's your week been going?
Oh. I'm just busy, man. I just got a lot of shit to do, and there's not enough appreciation for it, for the shit that I have to do. I mean, I got the people I'm dealing with right now are actually pretty cool. I'm not pissed off at those people.
Yeah, but everybody's got a lot of shit to do. What makes you so different?
Because it's me.
Oh.
I shouldn't have to do a lot of shit.
I say that all the time. It's like, you know what? I don't care what other people's problems are. I care about my problems because they're affecting me.
Yeah, but see, that's why you have problems.
Because it's me?
Yeah.
Because I suck?
Kind of.
Okay.
No, see, okay. If you only care about... See, that's the fucking problem with the world now. Everybody only cares about their own shit. See, if we started caring about other people's shit, really, truthfully, then other people would care about our shit. Then everybody would start looking out for each other. Then people wouldn't have fucking problems because everybody would be on the same boat and everybody would be looking out for everybody. But we don't do that shit. We go, you know, bullshit, bullshit, my life, bullshit, bullshit, my life. We don't give a fuck about what other people are dealing with. And then we keep dealing with the same bullshit because their energy's all fucked up.
All right. So I know this. I know this couple. And... they are trying to do a very noble project.
Noble?
Noble.
That's a big word, noble.
That's a noble project.
That's like royal, kind of.
Well, it's kind of that level of a project.
It's a royal project.
Yes.
Okay.
Royal,
so trying to
pain
do
in my ass. I mean, a pain in their ass.
What's that you say, Bubba?
Yeah. So, you know, they're trying to do something for the community.
What are they trying to do?
They're trying to create this amazing art center.
Art center?
Yes.
For what?
Education.
Arts all education.
All aspects of art.
Okay.
And they're trying to bring it to our community in the undisclosed location.
Yeah, our community.
So, shut up and let me talk.
In Arizona?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe that's why people don't care.
Well, possibly.
Too damn hot there.
It could be. It's a possibility. You keep making up.
So, you know, we're trying to do. All right, fine. We're trying to do this great thing. We're trying to help people out. We're trying to bring something amazing to this community.
Right.
And it's like nobody freaking cares.
Nobody what cares?
Freaking.
What the hell does that mean?
That's a white man's version of the F-bomb.
Sounds more offensive.
Well, now that I disclose myself, I can't swear. Because I'm a family-friendly environment.
How do you mean? You didn't disclose yourself. You haven't given us any actual details.
Okay.
You said something about a couple.
Yes.
And I've already said fucking like five times. That's six now.
That's
on
you,
show.
Though.
Yeah, but you're on the show. You're sitting across from like a known profaner.
I'm praying for you. That's my job. My job is to make sure people can hear you.
Right.
And then I pray for you.
And then you pray for me.
Yeah.
Quick prayers.
Shows you how sucky I am at my job. So
don't worry about it. You're fucking great.
Yeah.
all right. So you're trying to do this thing.
Yeah, we're trying to do this thing. We're trying to bring something great to the community.
It's a royal thing that you're doing.
It's a royal pain in my ass.
It's a royal pain in your ass. How is it that you could say ass, but not fucking?
Because I'm not talking about doing that to the ass.
Nobody even brought that up. It's all you. Nobody said anything about connotations. Now everybody knows where your head's
Why
at.
Why are you stinking happy?
I think it's funny because you
I'm
got this
frustrated.
Whole thing going and you won't come right out with it. And it's weird because you're like painting the thing. All right, let's get to the root of the fucking thing. This is actually fun for me because usually I'm the one that's all fucking pissed off and angry about shit. And you're the one that's always trying to tell me to calm down and praying or whatever the fuck you're doing. But now you're angry. I want to know what you're angry about. This is great. Hey, everybody, guess what? Marcus is cool this week. This week is Bubba James is all mad and everything. Let's find out what Bubba James is mad about. What you mad about, Bubba James?
All right, you want to know what I'm mad about?
Yeah, I do.
I am mad about the fact that people keep making promises
right.
and don't follow through.
Ooh, okay. All right. So people that promise things and they're full of shit.
Essentially, yeah.
Bullshit stuff or overpromises. You ever
it's
deal
like,
with people that overpromise you things? Do you know what that is?
Yeah. People who promise and then say they're going to give me the world and they deliver me a raisin.
Have you actually been delivered a raisin? Somebody actually brought you a raisin?
All right, a peanut.
You actually been brought a peanut?
Are we talking actually?
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
Like, what's the biggest thing somebody actually promised you and then, like, actually brought you? Because, like, people always say that, like, they promise you the world. I've never been promised the world. Nobody has ever said to me, Marcus, I'm going to give you the world. You're going to have the entirety of the planet that you live on. No one's ever promised me that. It's a weird thing to me that people say it all the time. It's weird. It freaks me out. And then people say, oh, I work for peanuts. But those people, I've never seen those people with a bag of peanuts at the end of a workday. It's weird. Like, what the hell is that? And peanuts, by the way, are expensive. So I don't know why people keep saying it like it means like it's a bad thing because peanuts are expensive shit.
You want to know what really pisses me off?
I thought we were talking about
people who are literal.
I'm just trying to get to the bottom
Haven't
of it.
Haven't you ever heard of a metaphor?
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? Let's, you know, metaphor is part of the problem. It's part of the problem. Everything's all right, fucking
so
fake.
So we can't have any holidays.
Let's talk about.
We can't have any metaphors.
No, let's just say what you mean. Say what the fuck you mean. If you're pissed off because people don't do what the fuck they say they're going to do. That's why you're angry, right?
Yes.
So why fucking sugarcoat it? Like,
all right,
fucking
I'm not
let
angry.
That shit out.
I'm hurt.
No, this ain't the place to be hurt. Hurt ain't going to get you nothing. Why would you be hurt?
This isn't the life according to Marcus's emotions.
This ain't the fucking hospital. If you hurt, you go to the hospital.
This is the place to fucking vent. You want to leak that shit out. Like, what the fuck? Like, people do, like, fucking get mad. Because if you don't, you get cancer. That's how that works. People walk around, they got cancers because they, like, held all that shit in. And then the other people, they let it out. And everybody's like, oh, my God, they're just so sensitive. They're not sensitive. They're healthy. They let that shit out of their body. Other people walk around with ulcers, and people think it's cool. It's not, because you end up getting cancer. So remember that, kids. Let your shit out. Not literal shit, but, yeah, if you have to shit, let that out, too. But just, you know, let it out. All right. So, now, you're pissed off.
I don't know how to get angry.
The fuck you mean
teach
you don't
me
know
how to
get
angry?
Teach you how to get angry? What am I, a fucking professor now? I gotta teach? You don't. You know, you're angry.
Yeah,
like, say what it is.
Two more shows of this kind of thing, I'll probably get pissed off. I don't know.
Don't, what, like, so right. You're pissed off. You're angry about a real fucking thing. I mean, let's talk about a real fucking thing.
Okay.
Let's talk about a real fucking thing.
I'm very frustrated and angry and upset.
You're trying, what are you trying to do? I know you can't get in specifics. But what is it that you're trying to do? Who's in your way? And what's the reasoning behind these people in your way? What is that?
The thing that frustrates me the most is that we're trying to bring this amazing center to our city. And the city doesn't give a damn. And people, when we do events or things like that, they don't come out because they don't give a damn. Everybody is so wrapped up in their own stinking life. That it's like you said, if everybody cared about everybody else, maybe things would happen, but nobody cares. So why am I killing myself if nobody cares?
All right, so nobody gives a shit.
All right, I shouldn't say nobody because there are a lot of people that are behind us and love us and support us.
Right.
But the overall community could care less.
The overall community could care less. How much does the overall – how aware is the overall community of what you're doing?
Oh, so now you're going to inject logic into this?
Look, Bubba, I'm trying to do a radio show here, man. I got to fill it up with something. I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to make it interesting for the fucking 80 people that are listening to the show. It might be 70 by now. So, you know, here's the thing. We can do one of two things. We can get pissed. Or we can get creative right now on the show. Which one you want to do? I'm cool with either one. I'm totally cool. Either one. You pick.
Do, 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 do. I'm going to take door number two, Bob, and go with creative.
You want to get creative? All right, cool. We're going to get creative. See? I told you. You try to tell people it's a bad show, and I'm always talking down. But see, I gave a positive option, and now we're doing a positive option. See? Positivity. That's what – revolt, people. Revolt. It's always a positive – always a positive thing. All right. So now you got something you want to give people. People don't want it. Like, you know, bottom line there, right?
I don't think that it's not that they don't want it. I think they're too lazy to want it.
Same difference.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. If you don't, you listen, I tell people this all the time. If you don't want anything, what did I say?
I don't know. You tell them all the time, though.
If you want nothing, that's what you'll get. Boom. Feel that? That's your mind getting blown right now. That's what that is.
All right, well, I want $50,000. I've been asking for $50,000.
All right.
I even asked for less. I said, find me six people that can give us $5,000. Help us out.
Now, who said that?
Keep us going.
You said, find me. Who's the you to find things for you?
Several people.
Okay. What prevents you from finding people? What prevents you from being the person that finds those people?
Well, I've been looking.
To engage.
I've been looking.
But you can't get people to engage.
Yes.
In what's happening.
Right.
Because.
I suck.
Why you gotta take it? It's not. Listen. All right. Here's what I can say. First of all, you have to go in with a plan of engagement, right? Like, everybody's looking for what they're going to fucking get. I mean, you know, that's always what it is. Everybody just wants to know what the fuck they want. What's in it for me, you know, whatever. So if you can find value in something that you have, if you can make what you have something other people want, then you might be onto something.
Have you taken a look at me lately? Who's going to want this?
See. All right, you see what you're doing, right? You see how you turn it all? That's self-pity, man. You can't do that shit.
I'm trying to play the pity card.
That ain't gonna work.
I know it doesn't work.
It's the radio. Everybody looking? It's fucking radio. Look it. You okay? The words that you say out loud to yourself have the biggest impact on you. You know why?
Why?
Because you're listening. Oh, mind blown again. Check that out. Woo! No, dude. Seriously, you can't say shit. It's like if you're like saying to yourself, oh God, I'm old, oh God, I'm fat, you know, and you don't stop saying that, your brain is listening to this. Just like your brain's listening to anything anybody else says, it's listening to the shit you say, because the shit you say is the most important shit, because it's coming from inside yourself.
I say, oh God, I'm hung all the time, and I still don't believe it.
Yeah, but that's like a slavery reference, the way you use it. It's weird, and it's like offensive to people. How is it that you can talk about hung and damn and ass, but you can't say fuck?
Because I'm Bubba James.
What does that mean?
I don't like that word.
What word?
The F-bomb.
That just sounds worse. It sounds more offensive. Tell me why you don't like the word.
Because I was raised in a proper family.
A proper family?
I was raised as a gentleman.
You were raised as a gentleman. Mm-hmm. Okay. Meanwhile, gentlemen walk around telling themselves that they're hung. That's what gentlemen do.
I was raised as a perverted gentleman.
Ah, I see. Who doesn't like the word?
I just don't like the word. I've never used the word.
That's not true.
Well, I hardly ever use the word.
What happens when you use it? Like, why do you end up using it?
When I shoot a nail through my thumb with a nail gun.
Right.
I've used the word.
Right. Why would you use a word you don't like? What's wrong with the word?
It's angry.
Four letters. So?
It's angry.
This whole fucking show's angry.
I'm not angry. You're angry.
This week, you're angry. You're the one that's all pissed off at people. Actually, you should say the word. You should just say it. Say it. What's going to happen? Nothing's going to happen. You should just say it. See how it feels. Aren't you angry right now?
I'm disappointed.
No, you're not. Don't sugarcoat the shit. You're angry.
All right, my kids are listening. I need to set a good example for my kids.
Kids ain't listening to this fucking show.
That's true. It's explicit material.
All right, you can't keep saying stuff. Now people know you have kids. You're trying to hold and keep all this shit secret, and now you've told people that you have kids. So that's one more clue.
Come on, a dude with the name Bubba James, guy's got kids all over the place.
That's a good point. All right. All right, let's get back on topic.
Okay.
What's the topic? All right, so you're angry because people don't want to engage in what's going on.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Because you're going through a lot of the same frustrations I'm going through.
What?
You want to get things done. You want to do something creative and amazing.
Right.
And you got the man holding you back. And the man is the guy with the dollars.
The man holding you back. That sounds like, funny coming from a
white
dude.
Like, I got one dude who's got incredible amount of money.
And your man, it's funny because you said the man and you're a white guy, but your man's black.
That is funny.
Everybody talks about the man. You got a black man.
I didn't think of it that way.
Oh, sorry. That's funny. I didn't mean to interrupt you. All right, go ahead. Talk about the man.
So you got the white dude holding you back. I got the black dude holding me back.
See? Equality. All right, go ahead.
And you said there was racism in the world.
There is. Black people are racist. Sorry. Sorry. All right, so go ahead. So this dude, what's this dude doing? What's he doing? Or not doing?
He could sit down in 30 seconds.
Right.
And write a check.
Right.
And life would be so much easier for me if that happened.
Okay, so now let's dissect that statement that you just made. Hear it the way the listeners are hearing it.
You said,
yeah, pretty much. I was going to dissect it, break it down, but that's the core of what the fucking... You're saying he needs to do this for me, right? But what is it that you're giving him? What's the value? Here's the thing. This is the thing that you have to remember every time you're doing any kind of endeavor, especially if it's a creative endeavor. When it's your baby, nobody's going to give a shit about it as much as you. Nobody. Even if people fucking love it, even if people really get behind it, nobody's going to care about it the same way you care about it, right? You got to think of it like a kid, right? Even if your kid's fucked up looking, like you love your kid. Everybody else hate that fucking kid, but you love the kid because it's your fucking kid. But other people are like, that's an ugly motherfucking kid. And you be like, that's my baby. My baby's so beautiful. That's an ugly fucking baby. And rude and nasty. And nobody likes that kid. And he smells and all that shit. You're like, that's the most beautiful creature on earth because it's yours. That's how that works, right?
Apparently, you've met my kids.
I'm just saying. I'm generalizing. I'm just saying.
Right.
So, if it's yours, you love it. Nobody's going to love it as much as you. So, if that's the case, what you have to do is you have to find the social or ancillary value of what you're doing inside the thing you love. The thing that's going to appeal to other people. What is it about what you're doing that gives this dude value outside of just, oh, you should do this because it's a good thing to do? Don't nobody want to do good. This is America. Have you seen what's going on? Nobody don't give a shit about doing good. This is not about doing good. Nobody wants to do good. People want to do what's going to be beneficial. People want to do what's going to put food on their table, what's going to put money in their pocket, what's going to make them look good. You know, it's not about you. Nobody's looking to say, oh, you know what? This is a good guy trying to do a good thing. I'm going to help him do that thing. When you're Angelina Jolie, then yes. Everybody, oh, my goodness, she's so wonderful. I would love to do this thing for her because she's so great. But they're still getting some shit out of it because the value in her shit is fucking Angelina Jolie. You see what I'm saying? You got to find a thing that brings value.
All right, I have a question.
Okay.
Is this costing me by the hour?
I would charge you, but I know you ain't got no money, so.
And if so, where's the couch?
Dude, I
want to be laying down about right now.
Listen.
So you're suggesting I got to, like, blow the guy or something?
How the fuck can you say shit like that, but you can't say fuck? That makes no sense to me. You talked about your fucking dick being hung. You talked about blowing people. You talked about damn and ass, but you can't say fuck because you're a proper... That makes no sense. No sense at all.
Well, you know, people are just going to have to tune in and see if you can't train me to say the word.
They'll never know
what episode it's going to actually happen on.
I wish we had listeners because I would ask them to call in and see if any of that shit made sense to them because it don't make no goddamn sense to me at all. All right, so what's the question?
They can call in. They'll just be calling in when the show's over.
It's not a 24-hour deal, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so what's the question? Oh, was that was the question? Where's the couch and are you charging?
All right, so... You have something that you're trying to do, and you're trying to provide for people.
Yeah.
And you've gotten promises up the wazoo left and right.
Yeah, but see, there's different things going on, though. Because, see, here's the thing. You have to, there's like, okay, I got like three projects happening right now. But like, two of them are actually kicking. It's just the one that's a little stagnated. Because the one that's stagnated, you know, those people are busy dealing with other things, bigger things, things that are going to bring them more profit than what they see with me. So they slow down on, you see what I'm saying? Like, they slow down on what I'm doing because what I'm doing isn't the profitable thing for them specifically. But the other thing that I got cooking, it's a big deal because it's, I'm bringing them stuff that's good for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm working on a project in an undisclosed area of the country, but what I'm bringing that area is a whole lot of good mojo for that area.
So the people are involved. The IRS knows where you live.
Nice.
I just don't want them to know where I live.
See what I mean? That's nice. See how you're all opened up and helping other people? IRS, come get this motherfucker. Just don't find me. This your problem. That's why it's not working. You're all about you. You have to open the shit up to other people. What can you give this dude? What can you give him? Because you're asking for shit from him to benefit you. What are you giving him? Go ahead, I'll wait.
Why isn't the show over yet?
You gotta give to get, man. You gotta give to get.
So why do people donate then?
Because there's something in it for them. It's a mutual
Sometimes
beneficial.
It's just a feel good.
That's something for them. If somebody is doing something because it makes them feel good, that's in it for them. It's not what is in it for them. It's that something must be in it for them. That's why I'm talking about the kind of people that you're dealing with. Like the one project that I have that's not moving so well. Those people are more interested in the straight up bottom line. And the straight up bottom line for them doesn't lie with what I'm doing. So what I have to offer them is not as meaningful as what the other thing has to offer them, because that's what's important to them.
But doesn't that kind of piss you off? Because you're starving and they got the checkbook and they kind of lead you on that they're going to write the check, and then they never do. And then in the meantime,
here's the thing. If you are dependent upon, you know, a singular force to make your shit go down, then yeah, like if I only had one card to play, then yeah. But what I do is I always make sure I got other cards to play, and I got other people to meet, and I just move where the action is. There's a what's his name? Jeff Olson. You know who Jeff Olson is?
No.
All right, Jeff Olson's this dude. He's like a guru of like how to make shit happen. And basically what he says is run with the runners. And what that means is if you've got something cooking and you're trying to build a team, people around it, and you got people that are kind of milling around, not doing anything, you got other people that are kind of excited, you got to go where the excitement's at. You got to run with the runners. Because if you're sitting around waiting for people who are sitting around looking at you going, well, maybe I'll give you a shot, then you're going to be waiting. But if you're around other people that maybe don't have so much to offer up front in terms of like, you know, financial stuff or connection stuff, but they're willing to do the legwork. They're there to do the grunt work to move forward. You got to take those people by the hand and say, listen, let's brainstorm and make this shit happen, because that's where your energy is. If your energy is being put toward people that don't have any energy for you, then you're going to be sitting there with, you know, your thumb up your ass. But if your energy is with people who have the same energy and want to move, you don't even necessarily, everybody doesn't need to know everything. Because at that point, that energy comes together and you move forward together. You figure it out together. You see what I'm saying?
And this has been the business show for Marcus Redman.
Why you gotta make it like that? Why you gotta take it like that? Why?
I guess we could do a business show.
People listen in to hear you angry, and now you're giving
business advice. Well,
because
you're the one that's
advice.
Angry. You're angry and but not talking about, so I'm left to talk. You're not being angry. You're this is how the show works. The show works, you tell me something and that I'm supposed to be angry about, and then I get angry. But this week, you had something to be angry about. You're sitting over there smiling. You're not even being angry. And so I'm trying to figure it out and fix it, and you're not even getting pissed off about it.
No, because you have some really good advice. And you know what? I don't run with the runners.
You don't run with the runners.
And that's where I need to be.
You got to run with the runners, man. It's like werewolves.
My problem is most of the people I deal with are too old to run.
You know what's funny? I said werewolves, and you just right over that. Like, you didn't even, like, phase you that I said werewolves. You just went on. Like, I never even said that.
How should you say that? Like, it's a vile word. I mean,
no, werewolves. Like, what the fuck does werewolves have to do with anything we're talking about?
It's a metaphor.
Werewolves?
I get it.
You got werewolves?
I get metaphors.
You totally got what
you're
I was saying?
You're the one who doesn't understand.
Wow. I didn't think you would get that. Okay, cool.
I did.
So the people that you want to run with are too old to run, is what you said.
Yes.
You know what that's called?
What?
Guess.
Old age.
No.
Hanging with the wrong crowd.
It's an excuse. That's what that is. It's an excuse. Listen. This guy is pissing you off. Right? He's offering you nothing that you need. And you don't want to give him anything that he needs, because obviously, if you wanted to, you would. You see what I'm saying? Somebody told me this a long time ago. It's the most true statement ever.
We could use that as a cliffhanger.
For what? Is the show over? Are we done? Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Really? All right.
All right. We could use it. No, go ahead.
All right. Here's a statement, people. People will only do what they have to do. And they'll never do anything they don't need to do. That's the most true thing you'll ever fucking hear about people. They'll do what they have to do, won't do anything they don't need to do. So if you want to get something done, you got to find a way to make it something they need to do. That's why the mafia is so successful. If you don't do this shit, I'm going to kill you. And then people do shit. And then the mafia make a lot of money. That's why it's a very good business plan.
So I got to threaten to kill him.
That's an option. I'm just saying that's an option. That's one way to go about it that's been effective in the past. That's all I'm saying. But if you want... You got to find a way to give people something they want so that you can get what you want. Because what you care about, it doesn't invalidate what you care about, but you have to deal with the fact that nobody gives a shit the way you do. They just don't. Nobody fucking does.
All right, give us our tag.
What's the tag?
Revolt.
Oh, the thing about the thing of the revolt. Oh, right. So... to wrap everything up, the government belongs to us people. We could take it back if we all come together, get all the bullshit out of the way that fucking separates us, get all the racism and the prejudice and the ageism and all of that shit, and we all come together as one unified people, we storm the White House, we take that motherfucker back, and we run the shit right. Boom!
This has been a Rough Edge Studios production.